Yeah, hi, is this Eric?
Yeah.
Hi, Eric, it's Paul from Local Splash. How's your day going, sir?
I told you I will call you back.
Well, what I need for you to do
is
just a couple of things. You know, I know we want to keep this account active, and I know that you're busy, but when we first got you signed up, you did say that after the call you would sign the terms and conditions, and right now I'm under pressure to get that done. We would also like to reschedule your client interview. So if you've got even a second for me to look at that client interview calendar so we can reschedule it at a time when you're available for 20 or 30 minutes, or if you've got 30 seconds to pull up that document and just put your name on it and hit confirm signature, we can move forward without even speaking with you again. I know you're busy, but otherwise you might have to cancel this account.
Resend it to me.
I just sent it out to you yesterday, but I'll send it out to you again right now. It says reminder electronic signature required, and all we really need for you to do is pull that up and at the very bottom put in your first and last name and then hit confirm signature. I'm sending it out to you now. It gets to you by email. I'm also going to send the initial invoice, although the reason I'm sending this is it's going to trigger a text message. So I'm sending you a couple of emails. One of them, you know, is the initial invoice that will trigger a text message, and then the other one is just the reminder electronic signature required, and either one of those will help you to pull up the document that we need, which is the Local Splash Terms and Conditions. We just need you to confirm that you've received that by typing in your first and last name and hitting submit on there. And then we can even move forward with just the information that I have here. And, I mean, I would prefer to schedule a follow-up call. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Were you able to receive either the text message or the
email? I'm looking at it
right
now. If you listen to me, I'll tell you I'm looking at it. Now, where do I sign?
At the very bottom, if you just scroll all the way down, it's just going to have a...
Access your dashboard.
Yeah, so it should say, yeah, correct. Click there. And then so it's opening up the document. This is Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization, et cetera. At the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. There's a box just above that line that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Obviously, we want you to click on that box and then just put in your first and last name in the box below that signature line and then hit the confirm signature box. So just the one click in the box above the line, your name in the box below the line, and then click on the confirm signature box.
All right, just click here and type your name. All right.
I appreciate your patience with this. I've just been under pressure from my boss to get things buttoned up on this account.
Yeah. I'm hitting the sign button.
And once you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and a password, but don't worry about that.
I can't.
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. We'll put that on.
So if you've clicked on the box above the line and putting your first and last name in the box and hit confirm signature.
I did. It went username and password.
So you don't have to worry about that. That's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system. So don't worry about that now. The username is just your phone number, though. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but in a day or two, we'll email you or text out to you your password so you can start accessing your client dashboard. Now,
area code?
Yeah, correct. Just the 252-725-4790. That's your username. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. But like I said, you don't have to worry about putting in your username or your password right now. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Now, while I've got you on the phone, we do have a spot available as late as 4 o'clock today. For a client interview tomorrow, there's one as late as 6 o'clock. So if you think there might be a time where you might be available for 20
minutes. Late's not good. Late's not good for me this week. I'm working
earlier. Is earlier better? Could we do 11 o'clock today or 10 o'clock tomorrow?
What time is it now?
It's 10:14.
11 o'clock. Call me at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock today. That sounds good, sir.
Yeah.
Again, I appreciate your patience. I certainly know how busy you are. I appreciate your time. You take care. If you have a great day, and our technician will give you a call in about an hour.
All
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.